one of the greatest, if not the greatest, act of chesed and self-sacrifice that we find in the Torah is what Rachel did for her sister Leah on the night of her wedding. The night that was supposed to be her wedding to Yaakov. As we know, her father Laban orchestrated a deception. He switched his daughters, and Rachel did not protest. Not only did she not object, Yaakov had anticipated that Laban might pull off some antics, and he preempted any potential shenanigans, and he gave Rachel specific signs so that Yaakov will be able to identify her. It didn't take long for Yaakov to figure out who his future father-in-law is and what he's capable of. So Yaakov and Rachel had a secret code between them. But what did Rachel do? On the night of her wedding, she revealed those signs to her sister Leah so she would not be humiliated. Fast forward a few years, Leah already has 4 children and Rachel is still barren. And the pasuk says, Reuven is out in the field, v'yinsa d'doim basada. Reuven finds a fertility herb. Rachel asks Leah, you obviously don't need it, you have 4 children already. Can I have it? Perhaps it will help me conceive. What does Leah respond? Not enough that you took away my husband. You also want my sons to die? What should have Rachel responded? Your husband? Did I hear correctly? I took away your husband? If not for me revealing those signs to you on the night of your wedding, you wouldn't even have a husband. Not to mention the shame and embarrassment you would have endured. But the question is, Leah wasn't oblivious. She knew what went down on the night of her wedding. How was Leah able to look Rachel in the face and say, not enough that you took away my husband? How do we understand that? Reb Shalom Shradron says something so incredible. Do you know why Leah was even able to respond the way that she did? It's because throughout the entire time that Leah and Rachel were married to Yaakov, Rachel was so kind and generous. She constantly made Leah feel that she was Yaakov's primary wife. Even though they were both well aware that Yaakov preferred Rachel, but Rachel never made Leah feel secondary. Rachel could have thrown it in her face. Remember the night of your wedding? Remember who gave you the signs? If not for me being kind to you, you would still be on the market looking for a husband. But instead, Rachel was extra kind and sympathetic to her sister Leah. She would tell her, you married him first. You have children with him. You are the primary wife. I am so grateful to you for accepting me into your family. It was because of this extraordinary kindness and sensitivity from Rachel that allowed Leah to feel confident enough to say, Hama'at kachteches ishi. Is it not enough that you took away my husband? What a powerful idea. Rachel is teaching us a lesson in how we must do chesed. When doing someone a favor, don't make them feel beholden to you or that they owe you something in return. Instead, make them feel as though they are doing you a favor. When someone comes to your door for tzedakah, don't just throw a dollar at them and slam the door in their face. Don't make them feel inferior. Instead, greet them with a big smile and say, thank you so much for this chus. I didn't have to go out and find you. You brought a mitzvah right to my door. This way, they will feel like they have done you the greatest favor. It is said that in 1927, when Solomon Angel founded the famous Angel's Bakery in Eretz Yisrael, he instructed his bakers to deliberately bake misshapen, dilapidated challahs and breads, and he told his people behind the counter that when a poor person walks into the store, tell them, please take those deformed breads and challahs for free. Tell them, we can't sell these challahs anyways. You're doing us the greatest favor by taking them off our hands. And by doing that, they don't feel impoverished, and they will feel like they're doing you a favor. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.